Now with a look at what it says in the papers is Shane McElhattan.
The case of Roscommon woman Tori Towey gets coverage across all the papers. It's the lead story in The Examiner, The Mirror, The Sun and The Star. The Irish Times reports that the Department of Foreign Affairs is providing consular assistance to Ms. Towey, an Emirates Airlines cabin crew employee. She's facing a travel ban in Dubai because it's reported that she's facing charges of attempted suicide and alcohol consumption. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald is quoted across the papers as asking Taoiseach Simon Harris in the Dáil yesterday to intervene in the case. She's quoted several times asking Simon Harris to call the Emirates ambassador and to make it plain to the authorities in Dubai that no woman should be treated in this way. The publication by the government yesterday of the summer economic statement gets much coverage. The Examiner quotes Finance Minister Jack Chambers as insisting that what the paper describes as a bumper £8.3 billion pot of tax cuts and spending will not amount to a giveaway budget. The Daily Mail reports that calls for changes to the inheritance tax regime and reductions in the hospitality VAT rate were dealt a blow, as Jack Chambers said there was limited space for changes to the tax system outside of the expected changes to the income tax bans. Room to disapprove is the Star's headline over a story that makes it onto the pages of several of the papers. Dermot Bannon's architectural firm has designed a housing scheme in what the paper describes as the posh South Dublin suburb of Fox Rock. The scheme's been opposed by 20 local residents, including former Quinsworth executive Maurice Pratt and businessman Ivana Kofola. Room to remove is the Mirror's headline. The nation's school children won't thank the papers for an early running of that hardy annual, the back-to-school financial burden on parents. The Mirror quotes the Irish League of Credit Unions' annual report on the issue, saying that those costs put a quarter of all households into debt, and a third of households face debts of over €500. One schoolboy who's making headlines across the world is the Spanish footballer Lamine Yamal, already a full international at the age of 16. His sensational goal against France in the Euros last night set Spain on the way for a comprehensive victory and a place in Sunday's final. He won't be 17 until Saturday. You can predict the headlines. Teenage kicks, Sweet 16 in The Examiner, Teenage Dream in The Star, Lamine Machine in The Sun. And anyone who doubts that he meant to score with that shot should check out Christina Panka's photo alongside Ken Early's match report in the Irish Times. Finally, one Irishman who attributes part of his success to his own sports career is actor Paul Mescal. His interview with Dave Moore on Today FM, along with the release yesterday of the official trailer for his new movie Gladiator 2, gives the papers lots to feast on. The GAA Deator is the Examiner's take. Mescal played underage county football, and he credited his GAA background in helping him get the lead role in the all-action blockbuster. I'm well used to throwing myself around a pitch, and that was useful in the Colosseum of ancient Rome, for sure.
Go Kildare and Maynooth, that's Shane McElhattan.